If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you have a throw-up bowl at your house? Like when someone gets sick, bring out the good old throw-up bowl. What is it? 314-531-9898. I've always heard like people have like good old family throw-up bowl and it would like double as like the salad bowl. And I'm like, that's so weird or interesting. And I've always thought it was kind of gross. And then my kids got sick this weekend and they just, you know, were throwing up a lot. Got like the stomach bug. And I had to grab like a bowl because they weren't going to make it to the bathroom, you know, all the time. And I looked and we're like, yeah, that's a bowl we're going to reuse. Like that. We have a throw up bowl in the house now. And I'm like, oh my God, it's just a bowl that we use to mix. It's going to be like the popcorn bowl.
To
that's
reuse?
What my family had.
Yeah.
You guys reuse them?
Yeah. You I think bought you, new bowls per
you gotta
throw,
no. You got just a specific bowl that just is for throw up only?
So I guess because we had two light blue plastic, we called them puke pans.
Okay.
Okay, and I guess you got them after you gave birth in the hospital because they look like they were hospital regulated. Maybe you can buy them. I don't know.
Okay.
But that's what we had growing up.
And you just kept them like, and then that's the only thing they were used for?
That was, when somebody got sick, you got the puke
pan. Yeah, that's like one of the rich kids in the neighborhood. If you got a puke bowl just for puking, man, that's like, that's fancy,
I feel
like. But
like, when my kids got sick, we didn't have a puke pan, but we had like a, I don't know, an extra plastic bowl that was for sickness. You'd wash it out, yes, but you'd never.
Well, I'd hope so.
You never use it for anything else?
No, it's not like, okay, we're going to put salad in this. No.
I think
we had the popcorn bowl.
Popcorn, yeah. Yeah. This is the same bowl we use for popcorn. Mm-hmm. And then we put in the dishwasher last night and I was like taking it out. And I thought to myself, am I supposed to put this back up where we normally put it? Because this is the first time I've ever done it. But then I did. And I thought, well, I got to ask other people if they reuse them or not. Now Kevin's making me feel like I shouldn't have put it away.
I mean, I guess you can.
I should have put it in like the throw up area. I don't know.
I guess you
I just
can.
Don't have a throw up spot in my house. Like, am I supposed to put this back in the cabinet or not?
Okay, but don't you have an area where you have like your medicine or your like, you know, gauze and all the stuff?
So then I just put the puke bowl in the medicine
cabinet? In college,
it becomes the holder of that.
In college, I myself included, a lot of people had specific bowls to throw up in.
Yeah, that's because you were drinking too much. That's a little different.
Well, you're still throwing up.
Yeah, that's fair.
I can like see my childhood puke bowl like clear as day. It was kind of like a teal color, scalloped edges. And yeah, I mean, we put popcorn in there. My mom's mandarin orange salad. Like
mandarin orange salad.
I see that like super specifically. But now as an adult, I don't know that I would want to keep the puke bowl around. Like even if I get sick, I'll throw in my toothbrush after. Like I don't want to use the same
thing. Oh, you throw it away?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. See, like I literally was like, do I put it back? And I think you do. But I've always heard that you just reuse it. What is? Did you have a puke bowl growing up? Is this bowl, am I supposed to throw it away? I'm not one of those fancy people that's got extra bowls laying around, man. 314-531-9898. What do you do with the puke bowl? Want to know what's your barf bucket? What do you have? Do you have a puke bowl? 314-531-9898. So I had to take a couple of days off because my whole house got sick. Everyone was puking. Everyone was throwing up, except for me, actually. I was okay. But both of my kids were sick. My wife got sick. And everyone, like, you know, like, when you start throwing up that much, you just, like, bring out the bowl. I ain't even making it to the bathroom. And then my wife put in the dishwasher last night or whatever, and I was, like, taking it out of the dishwasher. And I was like, man, I literally could see them, like, they were just puking in this thing. What am I supposed to do with this? Do I reuse it? 314-531-9898. Now I got a puke bucket in my house. What am I supposed to do with this thing?
We got a lot of texts about puke places.
Great.
And one of them, Kevin, you were talking about that bin that you got from the hospital. We got a text saying, I come from a medical family. We have the hospital, quote, Emerson basin at home.
Oh,
I guess that's the name of it.
There you go.
Yeah. We got another text that's a little concerning to me. It says, we had a barf bowl, an extra bowl, and now we keep it under the sink that holds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are extra rags and sponges for cleaning?
Ooh,
that seems a little backwards to me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chris. Chris, you had three kids. Did you have a barf bowl?
Oh my God.
So I learned early on that these kids were going to vomit and they weren't going to make it to the bathroom, and that I no way, shape, or form am going to reuse a bowl that somebody has vomited in. So you always have your plastic container that your butter comes in. So when you're done with your butter, we're a country crock family, and
the big old tons of country crock.
Butter.
I remember those, man.
Yeah.
They still sell them. I save those buckets and we put them up in the pantry and you can stack them in one another. You don't need to keep the lids. And whenever somebody gets sick, you pull that bucket out of your pantry. They throw up in it and then you throw it away.
Shout out Country Crock.
Yeah.
That's smart.
This part bucket has been sponsored by Country Crock.
Yeah.
We did have an issue when a relative gave us a leftover and guess what? A country crock.
Oh, no! I was going to say, yeah, that's where, like, spaghetti goes.
Oh,
like,
that's okay.
So funny. Thank you so much for the call, Chris. What a spoken, like, veteran, though. Like, she's like, I'm prepared mm-hmm. for the bar feed. And Donna, this is a mom who comes prepared, too. You got, a car barf bucket. You keep one in the car? Like, it's a mobile one? Donna?
I do.
Okay.
Hi. Yeah, so my daughter always gets the pukes when we go on a trip. We cruise a lot, and so me and my husband are prepared. Folgers is the best plastic with the lid on it from Costco, the big honkin' freaking 43-ounce thing.
43-ounce, yeah.
We're so prepared. You just put, like, a towel on the bottom, like a paper towel, so that way the puke doesn't splash back up.
Oh,
wow. The preparation.
And then you put the lid on it. It's wonderful.
This is so funny. It's like, honey, did you pack the car? Yeah. Did you get the Folgers bucket with the paper towels?
Hey, it's not
packed
that's
up.
The first thing I ask for. I'm like, did you get the puke bucket?
Right. And not only the best part of waking up, the best part of throwing up is Folgers.
Yeah.
Right. And then we don't have to smell it in the front.
Wow, Tata. Look at this veteran just working.
I mean, that's awesome. We got a text that literally made me laugh out loud. It says, we actually don't even use puke bowls anymore. I use gallon Ziploc bags with the slide zipper. Close it up and drop it in the dumpster when you're done.
Like, bro, just grab that Ziploc.
I don't know why, I've done that before. Anything clear is like sick to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see it. That's why you got to have that like teal or country crock or Folgers or whatever. At least it's colored.
Michelle, you got a barf bucket?
We definitely have a barf bucket. We grew up with the sherbet gallon containers of ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Even has a handle.
Right. Yeah.
Use them and with the handle and you put the lid on and you just toss it away.
All right. But just notice, guys, like the Hannah's of the world who has the teal Mandarin salad reusable ones. No one has reusable ones. These are all people.
I wonder
if
these kids grow up and are like, ooh, I can't eat sherbet anymore. Yeah. Like they look at it and they're like, throw up.
I know, because sherbet's so good. But this, Monica. All right. What's your puke bucket?
So I have three boys, and usually when one gets sick, they're all going to catch it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we use Easter buckets.
Whoa!
You mean they're Easter baskets?
So like,
yes, they're baskets.
So when they're like Easter morning, they wake up and they're like, oh, my puke bucket.
I can't wait to eat candy out of it.
Well, we do put a liner, so I'll put like a snow liner or a Walmart. And then we'll just grab that and throw it. But now when we get in the car, they're like, I need my puke bucket. They'll go grab it, and then we get in the car.
What?
Wow. Easter, buddy, dropped off some candy in my puke bucket.
What a sicko he is.
Thanks a lot, Easter, buddy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.